USDA projects the 2021-2022 U.S. cotton crop to reach 18.2 million bales, which is up 200,000 bales from the October report. U.S. mill use and exports were unchanged from October at 2.5 and 15.5 million bales, respectively. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
In the latest USDA report, the U.S. production estimate was increased by 200,000 bales to 18.2 million. As of November 8, 55% of the U.S. crop had been harvested. U.S. mill use and exports were unchanged from the October report. For the 2021 marketing year, we currently have 9.1 million bales in sales commitments. This is 59% of the projected USDA estimate for total 2021 shipments. Although current sales and shipments are behind last year due to lower U.S. stocks, they are close to the five-year average for week 13 of the marketing year. However, shipments will need to pick up in order to reach the USDA estimate of 15.5 million bales for the 2021 crop year. Last week's export sales report showed lower sales than the previous few weeks, again mostly due to lack of supply and then fewer purchases from China. Prices were trading over 108 cents per pound for the 5 days covered in that report. With the late harvest finally underway, the next several weeks will give a better idea of the effect of higher prices on demand. With higher price levels along with the strong U.S. dollar, will be watching for signs of weakening demand. With the slightly larger crop, U.S. ending stocks are projected to be 3.4 million bales for the 2021 marketing year and a marketing year average price of 90 cents per pound. Current trading conditions, including a low U.S. stock level and a large volume of on-call purchases, continue to support higher futures prices. Recent prices are at their highest level since 2011. Mills are in need of shipment over the next few months, so demand is strong and supplies are tighter. Improved economic conditions along with the relaxing of public health measures in some markets has increased cotton demand.